Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Attacks against International Human Rights Verification Mission in Mexico. An international verification mission organized by the Mexican network of people affected by mining around the conflict over the installation of a gold mine in Zacualpan community, Colima State, Mexico, was blocked by members of the state police and over 30 civilians on March 1st. According to the statement issued by the mission, state authorities had been notified around the fact that the mission was going to take place. The blocking is considered an act of complicity with the mining project, which according to the statement is rejected by most of the inhabitants of Zacualpan. The delegates of the mission were also physically and verbally attacked. 20 national and international figures representing human rights and environmental groups, in addition to academics and journalists, were part of the mission, said Claudia Gomez, member of the Guadalajara Lawyers Collective, in an interview with Real World Radio. The conflict in Zacualpan began last year, and the communities are opposing the implementation of the project due to the repercussions that this activity could have on the way of living of communities, their culture, territories, but also because in Zacualpan there is an important water spring which supplies over half of Colima City and the entire Villa de Álvarez municipality with water, and the mine would be located only 800 meters away from it, said Gomez. The mission is denouncing, among other things, that the minority group in favor of the mining project has been committing different crimes, such as threatening the people who oppose the project or not letting them circulate in their own territories. In addition, authorities do nothing about this. They are ensuring impunity and even protecting this group, said Gomez. In February 2014, the community demanding the resignation of the Community Assets Commissioner of Zacualpan, Carlos Guzmán Teodoro, for his favorable position towards the mining project. After his removal, Taurino Rincón Lorenzo was elected, who almost immediately started suffering threats and pressure to leave his position. Just like him, members of social and environmental organizations also suffered threats and harassment by the police. In terms of the next steps, the lawyer stated that between today and tomorrow, the delegates of the mission aim to meet representatives of the state and federal governments, demanding security for the community, respect for the new authorities elected, the possibility to defend their community resources, and to be able to enter the community tomorrow.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.